So it was that in those days the gods were allowed to tend the garden they had sown. Where they sent the fire of life, there it flowed, and where they turned it aside, there it ebbed, as they would have it. And as they had written in the universe as a whole, so they wrote on earth, that no two things would be made alike in the same generation, or from one generation to the next. They wrote this in the very scheme of things, so that every kind and every species grew and changed in their hands, generation after generation, age after age. And the kind called man, or Adam, or Homo, grew and changed no less than the rest under the law of life, so that over tens of thousands of centuries, Homo habilis became Homo erectus, and Homo erectus became Homo sapiens. But all were of the human kind, and all were hunter-gatherers, generation after generation without exception, and as such were followers of the same law and the same life as the sparrow and the bear and the dolphin. And through these hundreds of thousands of generations of them, the gods found no cause to rebuke them for their lives, or to give them statutes for their governance, or to send them teachers for their enlightenment, or to raise up prophets for their salvation, for they were already following the single law they had written in the universe for all to follow, and so were living in their hands.